And we're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Married at First Sight, San Diego, Season 15, Episode 6. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
Do it now. So the show kicked off with a guy's day and a girl's day. And, you know, as they're heading out and you realize the guy's going to tequila, and Alexis tells Justin, hey, he's like, I'm not going to get too drunk. She's like, no, go ahead. I'm like, that's an invitation. She's ready to take your celibacy. Oh, yeah, we're starting early today, goddamn it. We're starting early today.
Yeah, that's big smile. He said, how come? His smile just, I mean, he's a charming guy, but there's just something about him. I don't like him. I really want to like him. No. I just struggle.
Something tells me you're not trying very hard, but you know what? I will say this. I'm with Justin. With him tossing that shot away, yo, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Nah, bro, we ain't drinking that damn early. I'm good. I haven't had my breakfast yet. This day drinking thing, you know, and this is not new. This is not because I'm old now. If I start day drinking early, there's a long ass nap. Like there's sleep in the afternoon and I may not be recovered for the night. I just want to put that out there. So we don't day drink and still expect to party at night. So I'm with him.
Yeah, well, I think as we're old, that's why we wouldn't day drink, because I was in college with you and we did day drink. So stop it.
I didn't say I wouldn't day drink. I said I'd day drink, but I can't night drink after that. You see what I mean?
It's
a thing. But, you know, here's the one thing I noticed about this thing, man. The guys are sitting around. They're all married. They all have wives. Why are you talking about in detail what you're doing with your wife?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's that producer bullshit for reality TV to make it interesting. But that is dumb. Like, I wouldn't said anything about what I'm doing. Just say, hey, we're still getting to know each other. It's really nice. I'm enjoying it. How about you? And just totally deflect.
To that point, though, Nate tried that, and you saw what happened. Miguel was like, I don't believe him. I think they're actually doing it. He just doesn't want to tell us. And I'm going, no, Miguel, they're not doing it. It's just not Nate's choice why they're not doing it. That's all.
Yeah, or Nate is trying to get y'all in trouble. If y'all say some stupid shit on national TV, and he's gonna look like the gentleman, so because that's what Nate would do. I believe Nate's shady.
Nate is shady, and he was pretty shady to Justin because he's like, you know, Justin's celibate, but I feel like the reason why they haven't had sex yet because he's gonna get pussy whooped. he almost turned into John Witherspoon. You gotta whip that around and knock, knock, knock.
You'll reverse it. But I bet that's true. I mean, look at how whipped Justin is now.
Yes.
And they haven't even had sex yet. Mm-hmm. And how many times he's cried and all that. I mean, imagine once they have sex, it's going to be... Dude's going to cry. You didn't eat all of your steak. Did you not like it? I'm sorry, babe. I'll do better.
Could you imagine the cleaner crew coming in? Like, man. And she must have been like, no, that was him crying. That's why the bed is wet.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I will say this, though. When they went to the girls, and the girls, well, they were just as, you know, detailed in some of the stuff they're doing. But the way Morgan was lusting after Ben in front of the other wives is the way every man wants his wife to think and picture him.
Yeah, I want my wife to think I am hot as shit, even when I'm not. But I want her to think it. It makes me feel good, right? But I think Morgan is, yeah, she's really into him. But I got to give it up to Kristen because she's like, I'm going to tell y'all some stuff, but I need you to still be Team Mitch.
Yes.
Like, don't turn on him because I'm sharing this stuff. And I'm just like, I like that approach that she took because you don't want everybody all of a sudden hating him, you know?
She's like, I need to share this. I need to get this off of just me. I need you guys to hear this, but I need you to be here for me, right? And you're right. I like the fact that she did that. Like, no, we still got to be. And even when they were like, look, I'm trying. you saw how it worked with the rest of them, because they're like, I'm trying hard to be Team Mitch, but it's getting very hard right now. But she kept them in the pocket. You're right. Kristen did it the right way.
I think she did. I respect that.
Would you have ever guessed that Lindy was going to be the first one to give it up?
No. I was quite shocked. I thought she would have been like one of the second to last.
Right.
To kind of cross that bridge, mm-hmm. you know, but who knew? Maybe after that first date, she's like, all right, time to pull those panties to the side.
Well, that's because Miguel felt empowered by another being. Is that what they said? Yeah.
And apparently it was spiritual for Nate.
All right, so as we get to the couples, let's start with Lindy and Miguel. Since we're here and the first to give it up, let's make them first on the show this week. The funny thing is that she's sitting there and only wanting support from the rest of the girls, but then in front of the other wives decides to go in on Nate. It's kind of ridiculous to me because, you know, she's like, no, don't say anything bad about Miguel. But Stasha.
Yeah.
Your husband.
Me and Miguel were talking and your husband is shady. Well, here's the thing about Lindy. Before she did that, when it was just her and Miguel talking, I liked that she gave Miguel some feedback about the pressure he's putting on her about, like, you know, this expectation that she has to be perfect, have everything together and all that. At least that's how she was feeling.
Right.
And that might not be what his intent was, but I'm glad that she spoke up and said something compared to either just conforming to what he wants or not saying anything at all and just suffering in silence.
Right.
So good job. On that. But yeah, she did try to come at Nate or throw Nate under the bus to Stasia. And I love Stasia's face because she's just like, tell me more because I don't trust you now, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the look.
But if you listen carefully, because you said this very early on, that Lindy talks too much, right? Now, if you listen to what Lindy said, because the first she says, Miguel says that he doesn't trust Nate. He doesn't believe everything that Nate is saying. And then the more she talked, she kept saying, I. So you kind of just drag Miguel into this, too. I mean, I'm sure Miguel had a lot to say, too. But she started off with Miguel, but it was really her feelings that she was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, they've all had obviously more interactions than what we've seen on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we've seen, it doesn't seem like Nate and Lindy have interacted much for her to be that judgy.
Right.
But obviously there's been some conversations, but you know, you and I kind of called it when they first matched him up, like something about Nate seems a little shady. Even before he was selling, you know, knockoff purses.
Mm-hmm.
Before we knew that, I just like something about him just seemed a little bit shady.
You know, one of the things that... And Miguel is one of those intelligent guys, right? So you can see that he sees something in Nate and just doesn't trust him in that way, right? I can totally see that. So I'm not distrusting Lindy in what she's saying Miguel said these things, as we find out later in the episode, because Miguel was right there along the way with all of it. But he seems so disinterested in Lindy, right? He comes off as, I hit it first. I'm good. You know, he refuses to make any commitments but she's like, well, you know, it feels like, you know, you're just going to be here for the 2 months and that's it. But I got to think that, is it that he's not interested or is it part of his personality? Because I'm kind of torn as to which one it is, though.
To me, it seems like it's just his personality that he's just not this. He's not a Justin.
Right.
You know, he's not going to shout it from the rooftops, you know, just because he has some empowered by a divine being sex. He's not just going to be all like giddy. I just think that's his personality. So I think the jury is still out. I want to see more from Miguel to see what he's like. But I just think he seems pretty chill.
Is it a,
you know,
so it's not a red flag, but is it an orangish flag, a yellow orangish fuchsia kind of flag?
No, I would say it's yellow.
Okay.
Yellow. It's just a yellow. Just kind of like, I need to pay attention to that.
Mm.
But I don't think it's anything to be concerned about yet. Because again, we're only seeing what the producers let us see.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could be a Justin off camera.
Right.
Which that's what every guy should be. but except Justin. <Go ahead. laughs>
Well, I'll tell you what's a red flag, and what should be worrisome is the fact that Lindsay needs to wash her dirty ass feet before climbing into bed. Did you see that?
You didn't see that. You and your feet is.
Did you not see them dirty ass feet climbing into bed, getting under the covers? What kind of nasty crap?
It's not their bed. It's a hotel. When you go to a hotel, your plan is destroy the place. You're gonna have sex on the curtains, on the nightstand, in the coffee maker. You're gonna do whatever you can. It's a hotel.
You're the reason I don't drink coffee in the room. Exactly. That's exactly why I don't drink coffee.
It's
in
a
the room.
Resort. You know, so who cares? So what if you put your dirty feet in the sheets at the resort? Don't do it at my house, but at the resort, F them sheets.
I guarantee you we're going to see her with her dirty ass feet in the house too. I guarantee.
Maybe so. But my issue with Lindy is her concept of work flexibility is based on laziness. She
I knew this was striking nerve with you.
Yeah, because she's a product of this younger generation of people that don't want to do shit and want to make money.
Tell us how you really feel, Terrell.
Yeah, she has all these bills. She has the student loan debt. And her thing is, I want to be able to sleep in if I want. If I just want to go to Mexico, I can go to Mexico. I can do whatever I want. But you got bills. You know, why aren't you taking care of that? That's just being lazy. You worked hard to become a doctor and have all these the student loan debt to do nothing.
But not only that, the fact that she's like, and I don't want you to say anything about it. No. You said I do. That I just go and do what the hell I want to do. That goes out the window. That's part of what being married is. It's not going out and staying out. It's not because you have to have the other person tracking you. It's about respect for your partner. You get married, you're going to do the same thing. But you're accustomed to moving on your own. You're going to do the exact same thing. Hey, babe, I'm running a little behind. I'm this. I got to stop here first. Whatever. Why? Because you want the same thing in return, because you're caring not just about yourself, but the other person. I know you just met this person, but goddamn, if you decided to sign up for this experiment, you better commit all the way. Or what do you think? If I'm Miguel, I'm like, okay, yeah, you go to Mexico if you want. I'm still going to be reevaluating this in 2 months.
Well, here's what I thought. Here's my thought. And I think this is how Miguel and I are very similar when it comes to this. If in relationships, I'm thinking about what you're going to be like now, but also what you may be like later.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're lazy now,
mm-hmm.
what happens if you get pregnant and have kids?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be that lazy ass mom that does nothing and you drop the kids off at school and you're at home chilling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't give me that. You take care of the house and all that, because I'm sorry, Lindy doesn't seem like the type that's going to go around. Now, is it possible that she could all of a sudden have a kid and all of a sudden get that instinct and all of a sudden be on top of it? It's possible. Mm-hmm. But I would be doubtful if I'm Miguel. So I'm like, you're lazy as shit now. What are you going to be like later?
Yeah.
And if we have one kid, two kids, three kids, you're not working and you still have the student loan debt, what's going to happen? I'm going to have to pay for this.
You know what? Miguel's, was it his sister and his friend? It seemed very judgy the day after the wedding. But right now, I'm sorry. I got to go side with them. Sometimes they see things that we didn't see because, you know.
Yeah.
As we move on to Stasha and Nate, where, you know, Nate got it bad on our recap last week. And not even from you and me. But whoo, the women went in on him with all the names they called him. Ladies, y'all found the one slightest sliver to get in on him. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about him now that he made Stasha kill that spider for him. He jumped up like his name was Justin.
I still love struggle braids. I still love struggle braids.
Yo, he was a struggle at that picnic. Did you see how he jumped up out of the way of that spider? And then, did you kill it?
Hey, he could have arachnophobia. You know, who knows? Stop being so judgy.
Okay. I get it if it was a snake popping up, because I would have been up the tree already. But I get what he's saying. But at the same time, your wife just killed a spider for you. A spider. It wasn't even if it was a tarantula, I get it. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a daddy long legs. Mm-hmm. You didn't even have your shoes on your feet. You could have beat the hell out of that spider.
I mean, I thought the picnic that Stacia put together was nice. But to me, the red flag, I think, for Stacia is when Nate said, I'm simple. You know, I don't need all this extra stuff. I'm simple. And when I hear someone say that, I'm like, so what you're saying is you're basic. And I don't date basic because I'm bougie as shit. So, and I think Stacia has worked hard to become bougie. Mm-hmm. She's not going to be simple.
She don't do about basic. Everything. Yes, you're right.
And if he looked at a charcuterie board and cut fruit as being something big deal, oh, you're not going to handle the places I want to go, you know, on a regular basis.
He'd be like, oh, Stacia, let's go someplace elegant tonight. Let's go to Applebee's. You know what, though? Nate has a big communication problem. I noticed this when they were sitting out at a picnic. He doesn't like eye contact. If the conversation gets a little difficult, he can't look at her. He has a problem with eye contact, and that's a big thing, right? But I will say this. I do like that he was open to therapy, even though he was hesitant at first, because he was like, well, do you want to go now, or do you want to wait till there's a problem? Because, you know, what he really wanted to say was, you know, black people don't go to therapy.
So I made a note about what you just said because, and I put they, the producers, make it look like Nate is not interested in Stacia's conversations.
And that's a good point.
When she talks. You know, and I think they purposely, they splice it. Yeah. I don't think like she's saying that at the moment. They're splicing these things together. But making it look like he's not interested in the conversation. But, you know, he did seem totally thrown off on the therapy deal.
And I'm going to say this. I'll tell you why I agree with you. Because somebody said last week that they're probably trying to create, was it last week or week before, that they're probably trying to create some tension between them for us, the viewers, to make it look like drama. Because think about how he just, okay, we can try the therapy. His age?
Yeah, sure.
Age? That was going to be a longer battle.
I think he should. I mean, I saw my therapist today. Black people do get therapy, and I think it's okay to do that. But here's a couple things that I wanted to call out about Stacia, and it kind of alludes back to the girls' deal.
Stacia.
Okay. Well, Stacia. I don't understand wanting things to build up to get to the sex part, right? Like, it's all this build up. I mean, I've said it before. Every episode of Married at First Sight, no dude has proposed to you or tried to marry you before. This stranger is given the ultimate commitment that you ever had, and now you want something to build up? Go ahead. I mean, you got all freaky in the shower. How is, like, that not a build up enough? How much fire you need in the furnace after that soft porn you did?
Well, considering there were 15 people in the shower with them, I don't think it was that as hot as they tried to make it look. It might have been.
She didn't look too bothered. She was in the zone.
And, you know, it's funny because people will do that. The 90-day rule and all this other nonsense. And like, I get what she's saying in the sense of, I want this to last. Let's not make it about sex immediately. And I get what you're saying, which is, we're married. Let's do it. But then what happens in that moment? Because, you know, as a man, there are times that sex happens, and if there's nothing else there, that's where it all ends. And you may do the sex again, and again, and again, and again, but it ain't building nothing else. Because sex is not the thing that helps you build that stronger relationship. I mean, some weak men, that is what will make them jump into relationships because the sex is good. But
I call bullshit on that because the difference
I'm
is
trying here, man.
The difference is you're not married and with this person all day, every day.
Yeah.
It's normally we met at the club, we hung out, had dinner, date number three, we hooked up, it was whack, and now I'm not interested. But if it's like you're with this person every day, all day, you're communicating, you're talking, you're building something, the sex isn't going to make or break that. It's just an enhancer, but it's not probably not going to ruin it. Now, what I did also catch is when they had the girls, when the girls were together, where is Stasia's shit coming from? And when Lindy was saying that she had sex with Miguel, why is Stasia projecting her issues on Lindy? And like,
because of what Lindy said. Because remember, Lindy said she didn't really want to, but the way she kind of framed it. And again, Lindy talks herself into a hole every time she opens her mouth, right? And I think that's where I agree with you. She is projecting hers onto her, but at the same time, she's like, I've been in a situation where I had sex when I didn't want to, but just because I felt like I needed to. And she may have felt that that's what was happening with Lindy, because Miguel was like, we don't need love to have sex. We need to just have sex.
But still, I think that was a lot of projecting that she was doing. You just can't assume that, you know, he took it. You know, she was so Lindy, I'm glad that she was like, look, guys, no, I'm fine. I wanted to. It was my choice. You know, but I'm just like, that was just, I thought that scene was weird. But
I think Stasia was
at the end
up.
Of the day, I think end of the day, Nate is saying what he thinks he wants, that he thinks what Stasia wants to hear.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Well, yeah, I can see that. But I will say, I also like the fact that he's addressing Stasia's fears immediately and on the spot. Every time she says this, he's addressing them, though. Right. And it's not like he's afraid to. He's like, OK, well, yeah, think about it. The prenup. He's like, but you don't trust your boy. And then and then he's like, all right, I'll sign it. That's not a problem. And then she's like, let's do therapy. All right, cool, whatever. And then she has another fear, and he's like, all right, well, let me tell you why this is. This is just me having fun. It's not this. Because I like the fact she brought it to him. She's not afraid to bring the issues to him, and he's not afraid to address them either. So I give that to him and that. You got to give him some props on that.
No, that all what you just said falls into my category of Nate is saying what she wants to hear. So it's not like he's addressing the issues. He's just telling her what she wants to hear to make it go away.
Hey, Nate, I try to help you, my boy. I try.
Yeah, I don't have faith in your boy.
Apparently not. But no, you should have faith in Stasia, because Stasia has. So here's the thing. When Stasia projected that onto Lindy, I think that was all just a setup, okay? Because remember, before, at the beginning of the episode, Lindy came after Stasia's husband, with Nate, right? She came up, you know, with her, oh, here's what Miguel and I think. Well, Stasia sat quietly, like you said, quietly at first, and said, no, well, I'm having some of those concerns too. Then waited till the dinner when everybody was there, and she was ready to go in. She was waiting for that right moment, and she was coming for Miguel. She threw a bunch of questions at him. He started sweating tears, and then all of a sudden, the mariachi showed up right on cue. And he was like, thank God, saved by the bell, because she was coming for him. Coming up, we've got to talk about Kristen and Mitch, Alexis and Whipped Justin, and of course, Morgan and, oh boy, Chatty Chatty Ben.
Sorry, something went wrong.
Shut up, Alexa. Alexa, well, stop.
Fuck you too, Yanni. Watchers.
But before we get to that, gotta let you know that this episode of Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast is brought to you by Zippix Toothpicks. Zippix brings you a totally satisfying, convenient, and flavorful way to curb cravings, get a boost of energy, or simply relax at the end of your day. Now, as a former smoker, I can tell you, cravings are the hardest thing to get over, and it can get pretty pricey trying all these different things, right? I really wish this was around when I was trying to quit smoking, because there's an easier, cheaper, less messy, and more subtle way to curb those cravings. Zippix Toothpicks. The best part about Zippix is that you can really use them just about anywhere. With 2 milligrams per pick and some 3 milligram options, Zippix Toothpicks are long-lasting, extremely affordable, and available in 6 delicious flavor choices. Which one are you on today?
I am on the sweet wood.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. I'm on that sweet wood.
Girl, what you got? You won't believe what I got for you today, girl. That sweet wood.
What's that in your pocket? That's some sweet wood. But no, I have the sweet wood, and it's actually very delicious. I love the little container that these things come in. And it's something that you can't easily use anywhere. You know, pop them out. You could be at work. Those of us that work from home, it's pretty easy. I could be on a Zoom call and still have a toothpick out. They're really delicious. And so much so convenient, because I think about all the times I was trying to quit smoking. Everything I tried, gums, the hypnosis, and all these different things, it didn't work. And so I'm glad I'm no longer a smoker. But for anyone that still is, I think this is a much better choice. Instead of putting a cigarette between your lips, put some Sweetwood between your lips. It's much better.
We are 10-year-olds, that's fair.
Sorry. And it's the oral gratification. And amazing
the Sweetwood oral gratification. Jesus.
It keep coming back to Zippix. You know, also, if you need a boost of energy, try their Zip Energy B12 and their caffeine toothpicks. You guys have seen me use Zippix on the podcast. Now it's time to find out for yourself. Go to ZippixToothpicks.com today and use code RGRT to get 10% off your order. That's ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code RGRT. And of course, you must be 18 or older to purchase. Zip more, smoke less with Zippix Toothpicks.
So, Kristen and Mitch, as I look at these two, I realize that Kristen wants to be married so badly that she is settling for someone who is actually beneath her.
Ooh, yeah, she really is. She wants it so bad, and she will conform. Mm-hmm. I've said this before. She'll conform to Mitch. But I think after what happened last week, Mitch has work to do to win Kristen back. And I really applaud Kristen for being the strong woman I think that she is. Mm-hmm. Because that was a heavy conversation they had last week. And for her to let him know, like, hey, look, if you don't tell me you love me or we've not had sex by the end of this, I'm definitely getting divorced. Like, I need more than this. But I feel like she's willing to take half-ass effort and just run with that and be okay with it.
Yeah. And at the same time, I still applaud her for we still need to be Team Mitch. I love the fact that she didn't turn the girls against him. Now, he's going to do it on his own. But I like the fact that she didn't, because very often that is not the case. You know, you get upset with somebody and you want everybody to be on your side so much. And she's like, yeah, be there for me. But at the same time, don't crucify him, because this is still, and she said it, this is still my husband. I still got to try and make this work because I'm in this to win it.
Exactly. And so I respect that. She could have easily been talking trash, had everybody shit on him. But she, I think she took the high road. I think she was very mature about the whole thing and just about the whole experience, even that conversation. Yeah. Last week, I mean, she's just a solid person. So I agree with you that Mitch is beneath her. She could do so much better.
Indeed.
But, you know, I applaud her for going through the process and trying to make the best out of this.
I do like, though, and, you know, it's not very often I'm going to say this about Mitch, but I do like what Mitch said when he was like, hey, don't just let me get away with everything. You know, don't come down too hard on me. Also, don't let me get away with everything. I like that.
Yeah. Because he knows he'll walk all over.
Exactly. And I like the fact that he told her that. So because I think he recognizes that she's just allowing a lot of things. And he's like, yeah, you got to push back on some stuff with me, please. Because he's going to want that challenge. Someone who obviously
I can't wait to see what he's like back in San Diego.
Yeah.
And in his, you know, recycle world. I'm curious to see what his house looks like.
Oh my God, this is going to be amazing when they get back, because you know that's where the problems are really going to start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we move on to Alexis and Whip Justin, I'm just trying to figure this out, because Justin got the invite to come back lit with tequila. And at first I was like, oh, she may regret that. But no, he decided to toss the shots away and come back sober. He still wants to stay celibate.
Justin's sensitivity is starting to bother Alexis. And I figured it would. I just can't get with him. And then I made a note, like, calm down about your reflexes just because you caught the sailboat when the wind blew. You know, y'all protect my wife. I'm like, look here, bird chest. You didn't do a whole lot.
He did, though. He did. He held it up. But okay, yeah. Let's be honest.
He's Man of Steel.
He had no choice. Because he was that much taller than her. It hit him first. He didn't feel like he didn't want to crumble in front of her. So he was like, "I got it."
He didn't want to be innate like the spiders. Ow! Alexis, it hurt. Kiss it.
Make it better.
Oh goodness.
The funny thing is, right before that happened, Alexis is like, you know, I'm just waiting to see if, you know, if marriage is hard. You know, they always say marriage is hard. And, you know, it's been so easy so far. And the Lord was like, flip that boat over.
Trying to knock her upside her head to come to some sex. Like,
shut up, girl.
But did I see correctly? Did Ben beat Justin in basketball?
So it looked like they were doing a drill because Justin literally just stood there while Ben went around him. I don't know. They showed him dunking, but I'm like, okay, yeah. And I mean, we know that Justin can't ball. We know that. We've seen that.
But I like Alexis, mm-hmm. but with Justin, what was he crying about Ben for? When she's telling, he's like, who's my friend? I'm just like, what is your deal? I just don't get him.
And I like the fact that Alexis told him, stay out of their business. Let them handle their relationship. Because she even said, it seems like you have it out for Morgan, right? And Justin's like, well, you know, Ben just, you know, if it's anybody, he wants it as much as I do. I'm like, well, then why don't y'all go get married? You know, if that's what it is, because you over here crying for this man, and you don't even know the whole situation. And you...
No, no, you've heard one side, and I love how Alexis looked at him and said, "You cocoa melon face ass."
Yo, he is going to corny himself out of all of that stuff that he has with her right now. Because, cool, let it go, move on. Now, he takes it to the absolute extreme. So much so. I mean, she finally said, I love you, which is great. I know he's happy about that. And I say she finally because he said it so quick. And they're the first two to say, I love you. Cool. I can't wait for the blow up because this is going to be amazing. I can see the hurricane building.
Oh, he's going to be crushed, I'm sure. But it's almost like he cries every episode.
Yeah.
So I wonder how often he's crying, like, with her.
Oh, my God. You ate all your breakfast. You brushed your teeth.
You didn't text me back that you love me within the 5 seconds I text you I love you. So you don't love me.
Oh, poor Justin, man. Look, he is actually the new crying Jordan meme.
Yeah, big old baby.
Well, speaking of his baby, Ben and Morgan, I really thought when they first came on the screen, Ben made it really awkward when he asked Morgan, when does she think that they would say, I love you? I'm like, why would you even say that? I think he's just naturally awkward.
Because he's like 12. He's like a kid. He's smart, you know, takes good care of himself, fiscally sound, let's just say that. But he's like a kid. But I'm like, why would you ask that? When do you think we're going to do that?
Exactly. You know what?
When do you think we're going to get to that level?
You know what I did like, though? When Morgan gave him the warning about words, right? Because if you know that's a trigger for you, you got to kind of let people know. And it's true. You can never take back the words that you've said no matter what. Like, you don't believe in the apology tour. You say you meant it, right? And that's basically what she's saying. Like, hey, be careful what you say to me, because if you say it in anger, I'm going to take it as such. And that's what it is. You say these things, I'm going to take it as such. And I like the fact that she tells him this up front. I like that.
I would have to ask her, can you give me an example?
Oh, yeah, I definitely need a bunch of those.
What you're talking about. Because help me understand what, like, if you're like, hey, how's your steak? That's a little dry. You gotta be a lose your shit because I was honest.
Are you saying I'm dry? No, I said the steak.
Yeah, are you saying
I said the goddamn steak is dry? I know you cooked it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just telling you. Next time, take the shit off earlier. That's all I'm saying. But I love Morgan's outfit when her and Ben had dinner because Morgan is weird. She's a back in the day, you know, many moons ago when you were single. Did you ever see a girl that? Like, one day you're like, wow, she looks really good. And the next day you're like, And then you see him again. And it's like a Two-Face, right? Mm-hmm. This episode of Seinfeld, I think, where they talked about Two-Face. Like, in certain light,
50% of us have watched Seinfeld.
Well, some of us like good TV. Some of us don't.
Exactly. And those of us that do like good TV don't watch Seinfeld.
So, anyway, yeah, but this is also coming from the person who loves Married at First Sight and reality shows. So, I think your opinion is a little suspect on this. Because I didn't ask to do this shit. But I thought her outfit looked really good. Mm-hmm. And then Ben, you know, I get Ben's really close with his family. And family is super important mm-hmm. to him. But I don't think it's fair to judge someone else because they're not close with their family.
Exactly.
It means that they're not family oriented. That's not the case. It's just maybe their family could be a little jacked up and they don't want to hang with their family, but they could be a part of your family and be okay with it as long as his mommy likes her.
Right. You know, as long as he gets off the teat. Because, you know, here's the thing about it. He, as the man, what he should have done was ask the question, what happened?
Yeah.
Why? The easiest question to ask somebody is why. Because, I mean, you know her dad wasn't at the wedding. She didn't tell her dad that she was getting married because there's a problem. What is it? Now, granted, she's probably never going to talk about it on camera. So I hope that at least he had that conversation with her when the cameras weren't there. But that's the question he needs to ask and not judge her for not being close to the entire family. Because just because you're related don't mean you're all going to be good. Let's be
right.
real.
Exactly. And just because you're family doesn't mean y'all have to kick it. I mean, it's totally okay. You know, but I think he's just a little bit judgy. Now, the whole, where do you stand on this whole one college credit lie that she did?
You know, here's the thing about it, right? She came to him in confidence and even said, don't tell anybody else this, but here's what it is. And what's the first thing he does is run and tell his boyfriend, Justin, right? And then knowing, now you know Justin is whipped. So you, because then he even says, and I'm sure he told Alexis. So why would you do that? Why? If you have that, she literally, I wouldn't even do that because I would think it was a test to see if I would pass that information on.
Well, I think, number one, don't ever commit a crime with Ben.
He tell it.
He gonna tell it. Terrell, come from around there. They caught us. The police are here. They caught us. Terrell's over there. He was with me.
It was his idea.
Yeah, it was his idea. I didn't really want to do this. But I totally hear you. I agree with you that she told him that confidence. But end of the day, she still lied. Now, whether the experts didn't do their part. She lied to the experts because she said that she had a degree. Now, you take jobs, right? I don't do, you know, education verification. You got a bachelor's on your resume? Cool. I just hope you're smart when it comes to the meetings and putting the PowerPoint together. If you come on your first day of the job and you grab the mouse and put it on the screen, I know we have a problem.
Any next Terminator? Why? There's a mouse at my desk.
Yeah. So, you know, but I mean, you know, you don't really check. So I can't say the experts are like going to run, you know, that type of background check to get proof that you graduated from college. But I'm like, if it's not that big a deal, why did you say it in confidence? It's one credit. Who cares? Well, yeah, I got one more credit left. But, you know, I got to save up some money, take this one last class. They only offer it this time of the year. That's why I haven't gotten it yet. Let's move on. But if it's not that big a deal, it's because she's ashamed. She feels bad the fact that she lied. And she feels now people are going to judge her, and that's why she broke down crying.
She didn't even have to tell him that in the first place, not now, until the very end when she had to, when she was actually getting to the class. So the fact that she told him that because she felt close to him, she's trying to share and be open with him, because she didn't lie to him about it. And if you say, well, she lied to the experts, well, the experts didn't do what they were supposed to do. And at the end of the day, it's like she tried to be honest and open with him. And yeah, once you break that trust, it's tough. And he's got a long road to rebuild that trust.
Okay, but that's the big thing that is going to be the deal breaker of the trust. It's not like she's like, look, I killed 5 people back in my hometown. That's why I'm here. Don't tell anybody. You know, you got 1 credit to take a class and to get your bachelor's. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was that. I think the fact that, and you ever had this happen? A person realizes that you have your life in order. You have your financial, you have your finances in order and all that stuff. And so they feel intimidated. Thus, they start telling you shit. Well, you know, yeah, I've been trying, but I had some things and, you know, a couple things happened and I had a business partner, like Nate had a business partner and things go well. So we had to file bankruptcy. You're saying all this stuff because you're intimidated by the fact that this person you're with has their shit together and you know you don't.
Right.
So you're trying to set the stage so they don't judge you. And I think she could feel intimidated by somebody like Ben, who is on top of his game.
Yeah.
Right. She has all this debt. She hasn't finished her schooling yet. So she's embarrassed.
But
I don't think like that is the biggest of deals.
It's not.
Yeah, but she made it seem like you really hurt me. Over a college credit?
No, it wasn't over the college credit. You're stuck on the college credit. It's not about the college credit. It's about the trust. If I say to you, my spouse, don't say anything to anybody, why the fuck are you telling anybody? This dude you just met. Are you kidding? This is not even your homeboy that you grew up with, that you really know how he is. You just met him. We're all in this group together. You know he can't keep his mouth shut. You know he is whooped.
Yeah.
Why are you going to go tell him? Because you know he going to tell her. And she ain't going to keep it quiet. She going to tell somebody else. So why would you do that to me? So I am with her in being upset. And I really thought she handled the financial conversation very well, too, because she took control of it. And telling him, like, look, I'm not going to ask you for a cent. You don't have to worry about it. Because he came off really judgy and really condescending in that moment. And she's like, look, I'm not going to ask you for a cent. I won't tell you how to spend your money. I won't tell you how to invest your money, any of that stuff. We are not on the same financial standing right now. I know that. You're in a better place financially than I am. I'm fine with that. I'm not here for your money. Keep your shit. It's basically what she said.
You know what? You're right, Yanni.
Thank you. Say that again, please.
You're right. You're right. I was wrong. You know, I was wrong to think that Morgan is going on this reality show and she wants all, you know, she wants certain things about her life to be confidential and private and doesn't want her husband to expose anything about her because she likes to keep certain things close to the vest. I made an assumption. My fault.
Oh, boy. I knew this was going somewhere else when you said I was right. And you said it too clearly and repeated it.
Yeah.
And repeated it. Yeah. I knew there was something.
I'm like, yeah, you're right. Confidentiality is really important on reality shows. I should have thought about that and I didn't. So I apologize.
Well, I will say this though. At least Ben realized his wrongdoing, right? And going to Justin and even went back to Justin and told him that, yo, I was wrong. I was wrong for this, right? But to me, Justin's response, once he is in love with Alexis, and if that falls through, he's going to marry Ben next. Because he's like, you know, well, you deserve the perfect person. There is no perfect person. Now, is there a perfect person for you? Yes. But you know what? Usually you're too blind to recognize that person is the perfect person for you. And you would never find that out on your own. Fate has to step in some way, shape, or form. It's not always what you think. So, Justin, shut up. Because let that man admit that he was wrong and try to build and mend that fence with his wife.
Well, yeah. I mean, Justin's not someone I would take dating or relationship advice from. So, Ben, you might want to just, hey, thanks for sharing that, Justin. I'm going to go talk to Miguel and Nate. I need a second and third opinion on this topic.
I need somebody with a clear head.
Miguel, you're relaxed. Let me ask you a couple questions.
You've gotten rid of all your stress. Yeah. Now, interesting thing was at the end of this, like, as they get down to the end, you realize that Morgan's saying that she doesn't want to come home and take care of someone. It sounded really selfish. And you can see everybody looking a little worried, especially Ben looking really worried about it. But consider her job as a nurse. I kind of get it. And I feel like, to be fair, because you saw them in the confessional together after, and she's like, "Ah, don't worry about it. I got you on that. I'll take care of that. I'll do this." You know, I feel like that was her payback for him putting their business out there. She went in front of everybody just to put him on blast for doing that shit to her earlier.
It could be, but I agree with what she said. Because, you know, I work in recruiting. Sometimes I'm glad I come home and there's no one here because I don't want to talk. I've been talking all day. I couldn't imagine, you know, you go home, there's family and kids, and you got to keep talking after you've been talking all day. She's been taking care of people, cleaning up after people, all kinds of stuff. Like, does she really want to come home and be, you know, take care of baby Ben? But that's what baby Ben wants.
Yes.
He wants a mommy that's going to come and have dinner ready and, you know, put a Band-Aid on his boo-boos from the gym. And all this stuff, she doesn't want to do all that. And I'm like, he has to be okay with that too. I get they're in a relationship, but it has to be compromise. He just can't say, you should be doing the things that I want. And she can't say, well, look, I'm not doing any of that because I don't want to.
What's he going to do for her when she gets home? What's he going to do for her? Is he going to have a bath for her when she gets home? Because sometimes you got to, it's a give and take. You got to be able to do the two, you know. So I agree with you.
He's probably going to hit her with a Excel spreadsheet of her expenses and what she's. I noticed you went to Starbucks today. $5.68 for a coffee.
You know, Dunkin' Donuts has the exact same coffee, and it's $2.28.
Yeah. And that's just a black coffee, nothing in it. I think you should do that.
Oh, my goodness. Look, man, this season is about to get to the good stuff as we see this wonderful honeymoon. That and it's funny because it actually is coming off the honeymoon. Alexis and Justin are on. It's about to blow up. What could it be? We were absolutely wrong on what we thought it was with Morgan and Ben. We thought it was the sex, and it was absolutely nothing to do with the sex. It had to do with the confidentiality and just seriously keep your goddamn mouth shut, and he couldn't do that. So I wonder what it's going to be with Justin and Alexis. I'm not trusting the promo. I'm not even bothering to guess. I'm just going to wait and see what it is.
Yeah, I'm going to wait and see. With Morgan and Ben, it was all about the credit, financial credit, and that one credit that she hasn't taken to get her bachelor's yet, which I don't understand why. It's one credit. It's one class.
Hey, them classes expensive, man.
Well, when you got bad credit, you can't get student loans.
Student loans are the worst thing ever. But look, we're not going to guess, but you can. Drop a comment below. Let us know what you what is it that has Alexis saying, I don't want to deal with you anymore? What's the straw that broke the camel's back in this one? Because this looks pretty intense. And how many minutes are we going to see Justin crying on screen next week?
Bunch.
Hey, don't forget, we are back on Sunday. Well, is it going to be Sunday? I got to look and check the schedule to see whenever the reunion, because I think we're getting to the reunion for 90 Day Fiancé. Then, of course, Monday, we're back with our audio episodes for our regular episode, which would be episode 96. Tuesday with the video. And then back on Thursday. Yes, we're moving to Thursday with the Married at First Sight Season 15 San Diego recaps.
Can't wait for this to be over with. I still don't get why you like this stuff.
Come on, you like this season. This season's a lot better.
You judge me for Seinfeld, and you are, like, all in on these two shows.
Yeah. Way better than Seinfeld. Way better.
Pray for you.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on our regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.